Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and we want home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and we want
home. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reiner, Trisha. And this is truly a nice song, great song, Beetlejuice.
Bunch! Hey, tally me banana! This is...
No, thank you. I wouldn't call yourself a tiny banana and 4 million people are listening.
This is Harry Belafonte with Banana Boat Song from Beetlejuice. Of course, we played this on the show before, but we got another special song.
I don't remember playing this. I would have known about this.
You have. Oh. But we've got on a very special guest right now. He is in town. You can meet him. You can greet him. But we've got him on the phone right now before any of that. Actor Tommy Chong. How are you, Tommy?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Great, great. It's an honor to speak with you.
Yeah, well, it's fun to be in here. And where am I?
Phoenix. So you're...
Oh, yeah, Phoenix.
It rises from the ashes.
Yeah, this is my favorite city of all time.
Absolutely. Although it's not as hot, so you brought a little bit of better weather.
No,
with
it's
you.
Very cool. I don't know why everybody talks about hot.
Yeah, exactly.
You know when it's hot, go inside.
Exactly. Nice. Exactly. Yeah.
But so are you outside? You're at the wellness. Is it the festival or wellness fair?
It's a wellness festival, cannabis festival.
Okay.
And it's where is it? Encantado.
Where?
Yeah. Encanto.
Encanto. Yes. Encanto Park. Okay.
Encanto. Yeah. Make sure it's Encanto.
Yes.
There's extra clouds above that.
Now
park
we
there.
Also know. You know, there's an Encanto in San Diego. Not necessarily where you want to be.
No. Unless you're stoned, and then it doesn't matter where you are.
This is true.
Yeah.
And so people can go out. That you've been meeting with people since I think like 8 o'clock this morning or something. No.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We're at 2620 West Encanto Boulevard.
Exciting.
In Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow. And
at the Encanto Green Cross Dispensary.
Oh, okay.
I see that on Google right there.
And we're going to be here all day until we get everybody in Phoenix stoned.
Wow.
Is that free?
It's free, yeah. If you look at it the right way.
Yeah, yeah. Eric's eyes have been bothering him. He can't really see that well.
It's at least freeing.
Joseph insists I have glaucoma.
Well, the thing is, if you have any ailments, and even if you don't, it's a good prevention medicine.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
Well,
so it's
I suffer
medicine
from anxiety.
And it's good for you. Yeah. And it's an aphrodisiac, by the way.
Oh, it is. You got my attention.
Yes. For girls.
Oh, okay.
Hello. Well, actually, yeah. And it is actually extremely helpful for people on chemotherapy,
yes,
and cancer, and it's there's a lot of really well-known uses that it's been so successful that the pharmaceutical companies made Marinol and other medications.
Well, they tried.
To try to simulate that, but it doesn't work the same from what I've been told.
And it also saves marriages. You know, there's a lot of marriages been saved through the use of pot.
Well, yeah, you've been married for a very long time, haven't you?
Oh, over 50 years. You know,
wow.
But the thing is, the reason it works is that the user becomes very selective in their hearing.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you just hear what you need to hear.
Well, we were talking about lies earlier. I mean, you don't hear the lies, and right?
That's right. You don't take anything serious. You know?
And when there is a fight, you forget about it a few minutes later.
Instantly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a miracle plant.
Yeah.
And I'm just very, very proud to be a spokesman and a spokesperson, you know, an example. Look at me, I'm 77 years old and I'm hanging out with teenagers.
Wow, nice.
And I'm sure that they just get, you know, such a kick out of it. I mean, because, of course, Cheech and Chong, yeah. One of just several things. I mean, Greg and I were talking about Leo.
Yeah.
Right?
The 70s show.
Yeah. I mean, that was, I love that show, but you were my favorite part of
That's
it.
That's right. You were the photo booth guy.
Yeah. Yeah. In a time when photo booths were totally on their way out. It was a great show. And there again, you know, it was because of the cannabis, you know, that, mm-hmm. that got me the show, you know, because that character that I played there, you know, really me, you know, there was no, acting involved, you know.
What about all your other roles, like in Up in Smoke? Is that you?
That's me. Yes, totally. Nice. Yeah. Well, you know, Cheech and I played. We introduced the minorities, you know, like the Chicano and the half Chinese character and the hippie character into the mainstream.
Lou Adler.
You know? Yeah, because before that, you know, they always portrayed Latinos with headbands and their gang members, you know,
right.
or they were subservient, you know, like the Cisco kid, you know, kind of thing, you know, hey, Pancho, you know. Well, what we did, we mainstreamed the minorities, and now we're the majorities. So it's working out really well.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tommy, do you have anything going on with Cheech right now? Any tours coming up?
Collaboration?
Well, unfortunately, I had some medical issues that we had to cancel some tours. But yeah, we're still together. We're still performing, you know, when and where we can. And my wife, by the way, Shelby, she opens the show always. You know, so it's a family affair. Yeah, we're still going strong, all because of cannabis.
Yes. Yeah. And of course, there was an animated Cheech and Chong film a couple of years ago, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We had some friends of my son put a whole. They took our records, our old albums, and animated it. And yeah, it's on the internet now. If you go on, you know, CheechandChong.com, you can get all that stuff.
Nice.
I remember when I was a kid and I bought the big bamboo, and it came with a big rolling paper.
Oh, yeah, I just signed some now.
Somebody brought their rolling paper?
Yeah, well, they bring the album with the rolling paper still in it. Yeah.
Wow.
Is that the weirdest thing that you've been asked to autograph? And what is the weirdest thing that you'd say?
The weirdest thing?
Yeah.
Probably a guy's prosthetic leg.
Oh, it's prosthetic leg. Okay.
Wow. That he made into a bong.
Oh.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, he can take it anywhere he wants to go.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of that, Tommy, what's the most unique device you've never smoked out of?
Well, it's
the leg.
Family rated show, so we can't get into that.
All right.
You can use your imagination.
Yeah.
Wow. It was quite an enjoyable bong. Yeah.
Nice.
So, Tommy, how many people you expect today? It's from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., I believe?
Today, I think we're going to hit in the thousands, I think.
Nice.
You know, they're out there now. They're coming in there now. And, well, it's a weed festival, so I can see all of Phoenix coming over.
Well, I was going to bring my kid there to meet you, but I don't think maybe I shouldn't do that now.
Is there an age limit on the
He's 15.
He's 15.
Oh.
Well, that's good information to know.
He could pass for 18. We just won't tell him twice.
Oh, no, outside anybody, any age outside.
Oh, outside. Okay, so they can't go inside.
Yeah,
yeah,
we got tents and booths set up outside. And so,
nice.
I'm going to be on stage there in 5 minutes. So.
Yeah, you don't know a guy named Joe Arpaio, do you?
A guy with the sheriff?
Yeah.
I got stoned with him.
Nice.
Yeah, he had some of the best dope. You know, he gets the best dope of anybody I've ever met.
That's what they say, cops have the best dope.
And that's how he gets it for free, right?
Yeah, oh, free? Are you kidding? He charges people.
No, I said he gets it for free.
I know, he gets paid for doing it. Can you imagine?
Must be nice.
Yeah, he knows the best dealers. So, oh yeah, I got stoned with Joel many times.
Wow. So
the views expressed on this program are not necessarily of the host.
Come on, you were there.
You were there, Dave.
No wonder he's blushing.
And it does save marriages. Well,
I was wondering why your eyes are red all the time.
Yeah. They're trying to prevent some problems, right? You got some medical issues that might come up. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Actually, Tommy, Dave looks exactly like Ron Jeremy. It's just unbelievable. We'll have to put a picture up for you to see.
Maybe we should come by twins. Today.
He signed a few prosthetic legs, too.
Yeah.
And a few other things, yes.
Now, what part of John Jeremy are we talking about?
Hey, well, we're just talking about the face here.
Oh, darn it. Come on.
Hey, Tommy, I know you're from Edmonton originally. Are you a big hockey fan, Oilers fan by any chance?
Well, I'm a Canadian, so I love hockey, and but I'm I just like the winners.
Oh, okay.
As long as you're winning, I'll be on your side.
There you go.
The minute you lose, then I'm not interested.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I do like hockey.
Very good.
Now I think these guys need to go down there, this afternoon. I think they're going to have a great time talking to you. I have to say, my dad is a big fan of yours, Tommy. He used to run a gas station in New River.
Joseph's 12.
Jackass Acres was the name of the gas station. So he was,
we're at?
The gas station was called Jackass Acres. And, my dad was a big fan of yours and Cheech's. So but I'm sure you've got so many fans out there.
Yeah, we do. We do. We got fans all over the world.
It's amazing.
Especially on the internet. Like, if you go on TommyChong.com.
Oh, TommyChong.com.
Yeah, TommyChong.com. I mean, I'm in touch with everybody all over the world.
Mario.
Hey, listen, guys, I got to run. I got to go down stage because my fans are awaiting me.
Of course. And then we'll be there a little bit later on. So, Tommy Chong, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'll be looking. Hey, make sure we meet when you come over, okay?
Absolutely.
You got it.
Thanks, Tommy.
Okay, then. Take care, guys.
Take care.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Oh, he's so funny.
Yeah, how much
this
fun was that?
Funny. Oh,
amazing. Man. Amazing. Wow. So, we got to go down there.
Yeah, he's still doing so much. I missed him on Dancing with the Stars. I think he was on like a year or so ago.
Yes.
But it's amazing.
Fifth season, I think.
Yeah, I think something like that. It's amazing with Cheech and Chong, though, how, I mean, they're still doing stuff, collaborating. But, Joseph, we were born after, a lot of those movies came out. But still, our generation loved it. I'm sure the high school kids today coming up, they love that, too. Into adulthood, they're great.
I would have loved to have asked him if we had more time what his thoughts are on Harold and Kumar.
Oh, okay,
right.
Yeah,
I mean, is
they should collaborate together.
Exactly. That they only exist because of them.
They should get Seth Rogen involved, Kevin Smith, of course,
Pineapple Express.
Yeah, get everyone in there. Yeah. I think that'd be great.
Absolutely.
I have a funny story. When I was a teenager, when Up in Smoke came out.
Mm-hmm.
My parents said, hey, let's go see a movie. I was with my girlfriend, and my parents said, we're going to take you guys to a movie. So they're like, you pick the movie. And I was like, Up in Smoke. And they're like, what's that about? And I said, it's a comedy. And I thought that when they went in there, they were going to be really upset. But they sat in the row behind us, and they were laughing the whole time. I didn't expect that.
No. So, comedy transcends all languages, ages, and everything.
Exactly. They're movies, you got to have fun with it, and I'm glad Eric's parents liked it. Very good. Oh, he did. Yeah, I remember.
So, we are on actually number 8. So Beetlejuice brought us into this segment. Beetlejuice is going to take us out of it. We have not played this by Harry Belafonte. This ends Beetlejuice, Jump in the Line.
Oh, that's a good song, too.
Walk, Sinora. Oh, yeah, and then you've got them like floating in the air and everything. Great scene.
Very, very good.
I think we have a sequel coming up, too.
There is, yeah.
With Michael Keaton?
Michael Keaton.
Yep.
He'll be back.
Oh, my goodness. I love
and
that
And I hope they bring some more Harry Belafonte
and
music.
And Gina Davis, I think, or
Alec Baldwin,
no.
Gina Davis.
Gina Davis was in. I don't know if her and Alec Baldwin will be back.
That's
this
good.
This is what you say when a woman lies to you. You say, okay, I believe you.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You learn.
Can you tape it for me?
Shake, 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 snore. And then you tell the woman to shake, shake, shake.
Oh, yeah.
Body line.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. Work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body and time.